Hello, this is Rabbi Ilan Feldman speaking to you in the last installment of Hanukkah Minutes in honor of the last day of Hanukkah, Zos Hanukkah. This is Hanukkah, the name of the last day of Hanukkah borrowed from the Torah reading of the last morning of Hanukkah, where the sacrifices, the karbanos of the Nesiim, of the leaders of the various tribes of Israel, are all summarized in the Torah reading. And the Torah then continues with the description of the mitzvah assigned to Aharon HaKohen to light the menorah in the Mishkan and then the Beis HaMikdash every single day. So Zos Chanukah is the name of the last day of Chanukah, and it implies that this is Chanukah, like the essence of Chanukah is available on the last day. And so if you're listening to this, whether you're listening to this at night, perhaps while the menorah is still kindled, or whether you're listening to this during the last day of Hanukkah and you kind of have the feeling that Hanukkah is already gone. So it's really not true. Hanukkah is available every minute of the day, and the energy and the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which Hanukkah makes available, is available and accessible to the Jew all day. So listen up, because I've got an interesting thought for you. Why is it that Hanukkah is the only Yom Tov on our calendar that actually spans 2 months? It starts in Kislev and it finishes in Teves. So one reason could be, or one implication of that could be, that the whole point of Hanukkah is to cast radiance forward, which immediately, if true, gives us an idea that when Hanukkah is over, it's not over. The point of Hanukkah is for the glow of Hanukkah to continue beyond. Teves is a very dark month. It's the darkest of the months. The days get shorter and shorter during Teves. Kabbalistically, Teves is associated with Esav. And so it could be that Hanukkah is designed to just touch into Teves, as if to say to the Jew, you have this darkness of exile. You have this darkness of the winter nights. The glow of Hanukkah is designed to interrupt that. It's kind of like to interfere with it, invade, it's a word I'm looking for, to invade the month of Teves. And you can leave Hanukkah with that light and bring it into the darkness, which is really what Hanukkah is all about. And that would mean that we want to take advantage of Hanukkah and resolve certain things. We want to figure out ways that we can bring light with us through the winter. Like, what would we want to accept upon ourselves that would bring some light forward from Hanukkah into the month of Teves and beyond? What practice could we initiate? What attitude could we ingrain in ourselves? Perhaps the attitude of looking for the miraculous, or appreciating the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in our lives, or just being in a state of appreciation for each other and for the gifts that we give each other, that we get from each other. Or perhaps looking for evidence of the divine presence, or even using our actions and our words and our behaviors to signify the presence of God, the Shekhinah, much the way that the Hanukkah candles do. Perhaps taking on a new practice or extending a practice, perhaps resolving to recite blessings which acknowledge God as the giver of so much, to recite the blessings carefully. There are so many ways that we could bring the light of Hanukkah into the month of darkness, into the dark month of Teves. So that's one way of appreciating the extension of Hanukkah from Kislev into Teves. Another way of looking at it is just to appreciate that Hanukkah spans Rosh Chodesh. We just had 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, Tuesday and Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh Teves. And of course, we know that Yavan, Greece, opposed the observance of Rosh Chodesh, among others. It was one of the primary objections that Yavan had to Jewish practice and attitude, was our observance of Rosh Chodesh. And we talked about renewal and creativity and miraculous initiatives coming from nothing, all signified by Rosh Chodesh. But another aspect of Rosh Chodesh is the whole notion that human beings can master time. And as soon as you hear that, very often you have a visceral reaction against it, because we all know, in quotes, we know that time masters us. We know that time marches on. We know that we have no time. We never have enough time. We know, so to speak, that we can't master time. But it's not true. The idea that we are at the effect of time, that time controls us, that we are kind of like a little boat in an ocean of time getting tossed around by the waves with no power, really is not a Jewish idea at all. That's the whole idea of sanctifying time. The idea that the Jewish people created a Yom Tov themselves, not only observed the mitzvah of Yom Tov like Sukkot or Rosh Hashanah or Pesach, etc., but created a Yom Tov themselves, speaks to the idea that we actually use time. We put time at our employ. We master time. And that means that we don't view time as our master, as our dictator, but we actually view time as a tool. So then the question is, how can we take that concept into the winter? How can we take the glow of Hanukkah, the notion that time is meant to be used by us, that we, man, can transcend time, that we can sanctify time, that we can make place significance in time, that we can make time be significant by actually making moments count? How can we do that? So I would suggest that it requires a person creating a structure. A person has to actually make a plan. If a person would sit on Hanukkah for a few minutes and say, by Pesach, which is really the next major holiday, we have Purim, but by Pesach, what would I like to accomplish anywhere in my life, in my relationships with others? Which relationships would I like to repair or improve? What initiatives would I like to take in my Jewish life? What acts of loving kindness would I like to become well-versed in? What education can I undertake? And then map it out. Like, what would it take to accomplish those things? What steps would be necessary between now and Pesach to get to where you want to go? And then map it out. And then when would those steps be taken? How much time would it take? When would you do it? Once a week, twice a week, 5 minutes a day, 1 minute a day, 3 times a week, etc. Map it out. That would be an example of mastering time. Time is now put to use by you. And that is what the Jewish nation has always done. We've used our history to discover Hashem and to bring awareness of Hashem into the world, and we will continue to do so. A happy Hanukkah.